This audio is entitled Arabian Horses. Ready? Begin. How do you explain the current rage for Arabian horses in the United States, a land where mechanization supposedly made the horse obsolete half a century ago? The land supercolossal of motor cars and racing cars, of tractors and bulldozers, jet planes and rockets. Only a few years ago, this oldest and most fabled of horse breeds was an exotic curiosity in America. Now there are Arab horse clubs and all Arabian horse shows in nearly every state in the Union. There are 3 national organizations and 3 national magazines devoted entirely to the breed. The number of purebred Arabs, or Arabians as they are also called, jumps by the thousands each year. As fast as the horses can be bred or imported. In one state alone, California, there are more Arabians than in all Arabia. Even former President Lyndon B. Johnson, keeping up with the times, has bought one for himself. Of course, the Arabian horse is a beautiful animal. Some say the most beautiful in all of God's creation, with its distinctive, intelligent head, alert eyes, and pointed ears, its high arching neck and flowing mane, its delicate floating gait. It is poetry itself brought to life. Thus, the ancient Greeks who carved its image onto the Parthenon walls saw the Arab not only as the ideal horse, the model for all horses, but as a god, the winged Pegasus, which appropriately enough became their symbol for poetry.